Neighborhood Voice explores community issues through the lens of local residents. We've spent time talking with entrepreneurs about their experiences running small businesses and how they've adapted during the pandemic. Now we're hearing from organizations working most closely with the community. I'm your host, Erica Pfizer, and this week I'm joined by Karen Sharingapara, founder of Hearts in Motion. Thank you for joining me, Karen.
Thank you so much for having me.
And so do you accept donations for goods and items that people could put into these homes at the Hearts in Motion store?
Absolutely. We take everything. We don't sell beds at the store, but we accept beds that are in good condition. We always need beds and furniture, anything down to silverware. I mean, we really walk into a house and bring every single thing that you may use. So anything that you have to donate is gladly welcomed.
And who would they call, or can they go to your website to find your location and information?
Well, our location, again, is 2210 Indianapolis Boulevard in Schererville. And our website is heartsinmotion.org. That's where you find us. And it's easy to find in Schererville. And we welcome any donations. We're grateful for anything that we can collect to bring some smiles to some of these families.
So I do want to talk about maybe some of the travel restrictions that you faced as you're doing some of your international work. If I go back there, we've talked a little bit about the pandemic and how it's certainly affected all of us, our home situations, but I'm sure it has affected your international work that you mentioned earlier.
Well, it's affected our international work because a lot of our funding came from what we do internationally, and that really came to a screeching halt 2 years ago. And we bring about 1,000 people a year to Guatemala and to other countries, but to Guatemala. And we weren't able to travel, and it was really hurtful for our agency. But I was just able to go 2 weeks ago to Guatemala, and I was really happy, and I feel a little bit of relief seeing the changes that are coming. It's a little bit slower there for them to get their vaccines. They're still afraid. A lot of people out there are afraid of what's happening, and a lot of the vaccines that they were getting were coming from Russia, so there was a little bit of a nervousness about accepting the vaccine. But now they have Pfizer and Moderna and all of the things that we have here coming down there, and people are beginning to get vaccinated. And when I was there just 2 weeks ago, it was really interesting to me to see how they are keeping up with their mask wearing and how they're washing their hands, and even outside of buildings that are, you know, any kind of like educational building or any businesses, they have a lot of hand washing stations that you can wash your hands before you go in. So, I mean, they're being really conscientious.
Excellent. Is there anything else that you would like to share about Hearts in Motion or the work that you're doing either locally or abroad?
We love volunteers. And I look for volunteers, not only to work here in our store and to help us there, because there's many, many, many things to do. We send a lot of containers, semi-containers, to different countries. So we do a lot of packing and labeling and things like that. So we're always looking for volunteers to come to the store and help us do that kind of thing. And to go to another country, it's an experience that will change your life. And if you have the opportunity to travel and do something bigger than yourself, it's going to open a whole new world for you. So I always encourage people, if they haven't ever done a mission trip of sorts, to come along and see once how they can find their own purpose, because there's so much joy in giving, and there's a lot of things that people can do that they don't realize they can do to help.
So the mission trips, can you give some details about that? How long are they, and maybe the role that someone would have if they went on the trip?
Well, I'll take anybody from 8 to 80, and that's really kind of how it works. Anybody that comes along will find something for you to do, and it's really kind of interesting because we go down there with a group of people, and our normal trips are about 45 to 60 people. That's how many people travel at a time. And we'll have maybe 20 people that are medical people, and we'll have 10 or 15 people that are interested in building a house. We'll have some grandmas that come along with their grandchildren, maybe, that are going to work in our orphanage and hold babies and do things like that. We take people from any background, teachers, anything, any insurance salesman, anything you can think of, to come along, and we'll find work for you. And they come back, and it's just such a bonding experience because you're with a group of people who really care about other people, number one. It's a 9-day trip, and I think that's one of the reasons we're really successful, too. We go from a Friday to a following Sunday, and so that gives people a 1-week trip. And a lot of mission trips are much longer than that. So this is an easy getaway for a lot of people, and it's not expensive. And people come along, and we have our claim to fame, I think, is that we have people who have been traveling with us every year for some of them 25 years.
Wow.
So that's pretty exciting. They never want to miss a year, and it becomes a family. We've got this huge family all across the United States of grandmas, college kids, younger kids that are doing things. And we had a little girl from Spokane, Washington come along, and she wanted to start a veterinary program, and she helped us start a veterinary program because that touched her heart when she was there, all the dogs that were dying in the street. And that's what she brought home, and that's what she did. And I like to encourage that kind of thing, people to find something that they can really build upon and a purpose.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And thank you for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. This show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the Community Foundation for Lake County, Indiana.